Celebrate Life. I'm your host, Uncle Bean. Thanks for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing a lot of work, a variety of different things. Again, this is Uncle Bean. You're tuned in to Celebrate Life, and I hope everybody out there is celebrating life. Last night, I had a listening party for my project, Reality of Deceit. You know what I'm saying? And we all came together. We had a great time. Shouts out to IB. Shouts out to Mr. Marley. Shouts out to the whole crew, everybody, all the family, everybody that was there. Mr. Moore, definitely, you know what I'm saying, big up yourself. And last night showed something that, you know what I mean, some people, you know what I'm saying, really don't pay too much attention to, but I do. And it's the lack of support that we have for one another. You know, it's always good for the benefits, you know what I'm saying, but it's never good for the work. You know, we got to put in more work. We need to work together, you know what I'm saying? Plant the seeds, till the soil, you know what I'm saying? Water the crops, watch it grow. And everybody got to play their part, not just certain individuals. So, you know what I'm saying? With your circle of friends, whomever you have around you, you want them to participate, you know what I'm saying, and put some positive energy into your growth, you know what I'm saying, and your growth and their growth. You know what I'm saying? And everybody grow together and make things happen versus, you know what I'm saying, individuals being selfish and just feel like the world is obligated to give you something. But anyhow, you know what I'm saying? The one thing I'm obligated to give you is a smile, you know what I'm saying? The love and respect in which you deserve, in which I deserve, that the whole world deserves. So let's share like that. We're going to celebrate life. We're going to hit y'all with a tune real quick, and then we're going to get back, you know what I'm saying, and talk some more. Bless you.
Cheat on you, be faithful. Girl, you know I comfort you, encourage you, motivate you. Girl, you know I love you, come home to and bring the food. Girl, you know not to leave you, abandon you, be there for you. Girl, you know I try. I ain't left, I'm still dealing with the stress. I know we go through many. And I be doing my own shit. Yeah, I got my little dirt, and you got yours too. But we can forgive and forget, and we just pushing on through.
Girl, you know I try.
Yeah, you know I try. Yeah, you know I try.
Girl, you know I try.
We ask questions, what, when, and why. You wipe them tears from your eyes.
Girl, you know I try.
I hold you down. Yes, you hold me down. We going around the town. You know what problems around. We can deal with it. Girl, you're so gifted. And the love you give me, at times I missed it. I know I spread out. I might dip out. Might don't come home. You sitting at the house. But I'm coming back. And I'll be there. And I'm telling you what I'm trying. And I really care. Tell the truth. Not cheat on you. Be faithful.
Girl, you know I try.
Comfort you. Encourage you, motivate you.
Girl, you know
to
I try.
Love you, come home to, and bring the food.
Girl, you
not
know
to leave you, abandon you, be there for you.
Girl, you know I try.
Be on time, but I'm never on time. You be mad because we don't have relations sometimes.
Girl, you know I try.
I tell you, baby, damn, I have to be on my grind.
some other shit.
You know I tried.
Nah, baby, I wasn't with another bitch. I was just out here taking care of my business.
Know
I leave you lonely. You my tenderoni. Don't think I'm just bullshitting out with the homies. I'm chasing money. I go for money. And then I bring it home, baby, straight to my heart. I say I'm trying. She say try harder. 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 Tell the truth, not cheat on you. Be faithful.
Girl, you know I try.
Comfort you, encourage you, motivate you.
Girl, you know I try.
Love you, come home to and bring the food. She say try harder. I say I'm trying. She say try harder. I say I'm trying. She say try harder. I say I'm trying. She say try harder.
Yeah. We back. You know, that's a song off my new project, Reality of the Sea, called Try. You know, and one thing we all know, nothing beats a failure but a try. And as long as you're trying, you winning. You won. Because you're trying. You're applying yourself. You know what I'm saying? So keep on applying yourself. Keep on winning. I want to extend an apology, you know what I'm saying, to the people of the Walnut Park community. Because I did come out to the event, but I didn't get a chance to perform. Had to run, and I apologize. More than willing to come out and do a free show, a full show, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Listeners, you from Walnut Park community, please contact me. We set it up. We definitely do it. Won't be like last time. Also, to, you know what I'm saying, friends and family that was at Gladys Park, you know what I'm saying, this past Saturday, you know what I'm saying, for AANA, you know what I'm saying, CA. I did a performance out there, and I want to tell everybody who's a part of the Skid Row community, love and respect, you know what I'm saying, all the energy, it was heartfelt, you know what I'm saying, I received it, and I appreciate the blessings, and you know what I'm saying, again, what we got to keep on doing, it's like what I said, my lesson for this morning's sharing. You know what I'm saying? The power of feeling was the one before last. Now it's, you know what I'm saying, the power of sharing. Because in so many different ways, we can make a difference in someone's life. You know what I'm saying? Just through sharing a positive energy. So we got to work on them feelings and work on sharing. You know, big up to L.A. Can. Big up USAP, big up all the downtown organizations, Skid Row, you know what I'm saying, not-for-profit organizations, all the missions, all the people throughout the community. I thank you so very much for the love and respect that you give. Also, keep in mind that lines are open. You call in, you got any questions about anything, you want to talk about something, you know what I'm saying? It's celebrate life, so, you know what I mean, for the most part, it don't even matter what headaches you got, you know what I'm saying, what problems you got, it's always solutions. So focus on solutions versus focusing on the headaches. You know, we're going to go on to another song right now, and we'll be back in a minute. So keep on listening. Love and respect. Celebrate life. Yep.
A magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl, girl. You are just a ratchet girl. You are not a magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl, girl. You are just a ratchet girl.
Young cold stuff shorty and she always horny. Thinking she can even get a cigarette from me. Women go man to man, money go hand to hand. She wants some attention, but from me she can't get. Christina, Molly, Molly, Lindsay, get a fix. Dress herself up and I know she full of shit. Did porn, prostitute, and swear virgin. Broke ass, what she do don't even serve a purpose. Potential could be dead, bitch ain't feeling she worth it. Disease, how she fiend, the things she cursed with. Pretty as fuck, but she ain't attractive. You ain't no magnet, you ain't no magnet.
You are not a magnet, you are not attractive. Too many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl. You are not a magnet, you are not attractive. Too many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl.
Be running to your friends and they bout to do you in. They don't care about you, but you care about them. Ghost of powder and some pills, you need sinning, sin, sin. Same shit that you do when you offer that gin. All of the above do attract many men. Where is direction? Ain't got no plan. Spend all of your time just laying in bed. Fucking give it niggas his, then you regret that shit.
You are not a magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. Just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl. You are not a magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl.
She's beautiful, I'm not attracted. She's beautiful, I'm not attracted. She's cute, but I'm not attracted. I like her shoes, but I'm not attracted. Nice face, but I'm not attracted. Nice thighs, but I'm not attracted. Nice tits, but I'm not attracted. Because I know she's a ratchet.
You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl. Magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet, girl, girl. You are just a ratchet, girl.
Yes, 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 yes. We're back. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. Excuse me. If you're sitting at home, you know what I'm saying? Regardless what you're sitting on, stretch out your back. Stretch out your arms. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale, and feel good about life. Celebrate life. For real, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios. You know what I'm saying? Log on to SkidRowStudios.com. Check out the shows and all those different things. Matter of fact, if you want to hit us on the line, you got some questions or something, dial 800-893-9562. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a blessing to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Celebrate life with you because that's what we're about. You know what I'm saying? Again, my name is Uncle Bean. You know what I'm saying? I got a new album coming out, you know, called Reality of Deceit. You know what I'm saying? You just heard the song Magnet. You know, It's a good record. It's a great record. You know what I'm saying? It's good, but it's sad. You know what I mean? You know, beautiful song, but a sad song. Because when you think about it, you know what I mean? You're not a magnet. You're not attractive to many bad habits. You're just a ratchet. You know what I mean? And it's not really like condemning the women, but like actually putting the mirror in front of their faces and let them see the reflection of their beauty and how it's so ugly. You know? The reflection of their beauty and it's so ugly. You know what I'm saying? That's some, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, you got the potential to be so great, you know what I'm saying? And you just give up. Let go. Drop everything. You know? People criticize me about the music video, say, why you got all them old ladies in the video? was in prostitutes and drug addicts and shit. Excuse my language, but yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, why should I have a bunch of girls who don't even know about life yet? Young, pretty girls, yeah. They don't even know about life yet, you know? But they think they magnets, you know what I mean? They can attract any steel. Oh, we got a caller. Well, we'll take the call. Caller, you on there?
Yes, this is Bobby.
Oh, no, this is not Bobby. Bobby's here in the studio with, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Buck Show, we big up Bobby Buck Show. We got to big up the Bobby Buck Show. You know what I'm saying? This is Celebrate Life with Uncle Bean. You know what I'm saying? We definitely still on Skid Row, you know.
Okay. He told me to call in.
Okay, this Bobby, who's speaking?
Tabitha.
Okay.
Blessings, Tabitha.
This is Uncle Bean Celebrate Life Show right now.
Right. Oh, okay.
Well, it's all good.
But you got anything on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, we was talking through the week about a question that I had put up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Told me to call in.
What was that question?
My question was, why do men or women, when they get a new family, why does that man or that woman spend more time with their stepkids than their blood kids?
Well, me personally, to answer that question, it depends on the conditions in which everybody is living, you know what I mean? Because you have such situations, even now myself, I have two sons. Both my sons, you know what I'm saying, they're with their mothers. Both of their mothers are married. They wake up to them, go to sleep with them. You know, so I don't have that privilege, you know what I mean? So if I was to have any offspring with another woman, you know, me and the other woman, we have that union, and we gonna be in a household together. So if she got kids, you know, I have to accept her and her kids, you know what I'm saying? Of course, being in a household, again, I'm going to be there more than, you know what I'm saying, one would think that I would be with my own, you know what I'm saying, my own biological kids that I already have.
Okay.
You know, you got to look at it like this. What's already done is done, and the situations with those individuals, you know what I'm saying, still have to exist. You know, coexist, co-parenting, coexist. You know what I'm saying? You got to deal with it. But then at the same time, laying the foundation with someone else and thinking towards a future with that other person, that's what your focus, that's what your immediate focus is on.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just go ahead and just come on out with it. You know, we divorced. We're divorced, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what he do. That's his business. But the only thing I want him to do, if you care about your kids, don't tell your kids you're going to do something and, you know what I'm saying, turn them down. Because it's like this here. Yes, that's his stepson. Yes, his son, you know, plays football, whatever. Okay, his daughter is doing sports also. But you're telling your daughter you're going to do, you know, you're going to come see her play for sports. You're hurting your daughter. Because myself, never have stopped him from seeing his kids. You know, you can come every weekend and pick your kids up. Those are your kids just like they're mine. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was just me because I mean it just kind of my daughter's hurt and it hurts me because she sees that if dad is spending time with this son, it's not even yours, but you can't even spend time with me. I'm your blood. That's what hurts me.
Well, you know, again, it's complicated situation, you know, because, of course, you know what I'm saying, everybody got their side of the story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And their perspective, you know what I mean? And everybody got their own feelings.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's something that, you know what I'm saying, you got to take into consideration probably how you feel about your relationship or your line of communication.
Right.
You know, but for the most part, as far as like, neglecting, you know what I'm saying, the kids hurt, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Again, it's going to be disappointments in life, you know what I mean? But don't care, you make you stronger. You know, and it's a growth process in which we all experience because, you know, like certain situations that you've been going through, that your daughter going through, even, you know what I'm saying, your ex-husband is going through, you know, a lot of these things is new. You've never been through them before. My mother told me a long time ago, I'm saying, I ain't never raised no 15, 16, or 17-year-old before. It's my first time doing this.
Yeah.
I'm learning every day like y'all learning. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to take into consideration just based on the fact that a lot of these experiences never experienced before. A lot of feelings never experienced before. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm not mad. It was just, you know what I'm saying, something that I wanted to get off of my chest. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm fine with it. You know what I'm saying? She's fine because, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to take care of it regardless, no matter, you know, if he never do come back in her life. She's gonna be always taken care of. So,
well, I mean, we all always taken care. The Most High ain't went nowhere. Regardless where you thought you was running to, you ain't ran nowhere because you're still there. Every nick, you can cranny every corner to every end of the earth. We gonna go to this next song. You can stay on the line if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Give us a minute. We'll be right back. Celebrate life. Celebrate life regardless.
There you go. Yeah. Celebrate life.
Got my own issues. Got my own issue, got my own issue, got my own issue. Go ahead and try, but you ain't never gonna be like me, like me, like me, like me. Just enjoy your life, hopefully you become happy, 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 happy. Got my own issues, keep your little issues. Here's a tissue, so now what you gon' do? Be mad at the world, cause you can't be my girl. So quick to flip scripts, you'll fight over the priorities dismissed. Bitch, you're so sick, fucking Instagram quick. You ain't got no secrets, it's so obvious. And you're so blessed. And you're full of stress, but I don't need that shit. Go ahead and try, but you ain't never got a man like me, like me, like me, like me. Just enjoy your life, hopefully you become happy, 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 happy. I ain't mad at all, you feel I do you wrong. This is no swing alone. That's just how you carry on. Always keep my calm. Your 10th potential's come around. Seem like the same old song. You use certain tones. That's why I say I'm gone. Your behavior is from. Always wanna be mad. Try to make you glad. But fuck that. Go ahead and try. But you ain't never gonna be like me. Like me. Like me. Like me. Still holding on. Yeah. Go ahead and try.
celebrate your life. Yo, y'all out there, y'all listening to me? If you want to, call in 800-893-9562. This lady, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. What did you take from what I said, though?
I mean, I appreciate your comment. I really do. I take it to heart.
All right, no doubt. Maybe we can get you come in the studio, you know what I'm saying, and participate, be a part of the panel one night.
Okay.
All right, I got another call on the line.
Okay, but thank you.
No problem whatsoever. It's again going back to the lessons in which I was teaching. You know what I'm saying? For last month was, you know what I'm saying, exercising the power of feeling.
Right.
You know what I mean? And at times we don't do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a strong power. You can feel without touching. You can feel without.
Oh, yeah.
Without seeing.
I'm a strong black woman, yeah.
You know? And just those powers alone, that power alone, you know what I'm saying, makes you great, you know?
Right.
Get past anything. Get over anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, sharing it, you know what I mean? Kind of like what you're saying about your daughter. You know what I'm saying? You knew how she was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was sharing those feelings.
Right.
You know, sharing is a good thing, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. But then at the same time, with feelings and sharing, it could be a bad thing, you know,
right.
Sometimes. Because it depends on what you're sharing based
right.
on
right.
your feelings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I was going to say, even sometimes, life just happens. And, you know, like I said, I got my daughter back home in Arkansas and stuff. And even me, myself, I say, I'm going to do this. I mean well. But then something right. happens where it don't allow me to do it.
Right.
And seeing like, you know, I try to force it to go. I mean, I be wanting to do, but it just don't happen sometimes. So
right.
sometimes life, I mean, just like so like before us, we're meant to go a certain way, a certain path.
Right.
And then... we try to go against where we're supposed to go, and then we want to do what we said we was going to do, but then it don't happen sometimes, too.
Right.
Life is full of surprises.
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, that's understandable, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is don't make promises, you know, all the time. But, you know what I'm saying, I understand things come up. I mean, that's natural. You know, do things come up. You don't plan for them to come up, but they do. But, you know what I'm saying? Life goes on.
I'll ask you this question.
Sure.
Since you were able to recognize life, how many things have you experienced every day different?
Oh, shoot. I experience a lot every day. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I have a father that has Alzheimer's. I mean, that's enough seed right there. I mean, you don't think that a man that's, you know what I'm saying, that's been up and then all of a sudden he falls. You know what I'm saying? Because the Alzheimer's gun took over his body. You know what I'm saying? I'm a cancer survivor. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people thought that I was not gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? But I have the will that I wasn't going to let cancer beat me. You feel what I mean? So I'm a 2-year cancer survivor. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't let no little thing, you know what I'm saying, spoil my joy. I got to keep going. And I got to be there for my children to let them say, hey, mom, you know, had cancer. She didn't let it, you know, hurt her. She's still going. You know, even though she was in pain, but mom kept going. And that's what I, you know what I'm saying? I have to be strong. I can't let no little small thing keep me down.
Celebrate life.
Celebrate life.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Don't make me cry, y'all. Leave me alone.
No. Hey, if you cry, we cry together.
Yeah, we cry with you.
We cry together. We go celebrate life. That's a part of celebrating life. The joy and the pain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Celebrate life. We're going to go to the next song. Still in line, though.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. Y'all about to... Y'all feel like y'all... This is gone, but it's still here.
Gotta say bye.
You love something, you let it go. Give it next time. We love you, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Girl, just stay. Did you stay with us on Celebrate Your Life? Hello? You still
I'm
there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, she hanging in with that Arkansas time, right?
Hey, I'm still here.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions that you would like to ask Bobby Buck? Personal question?
Uh-oh.
I can't do it on the air.
Ooh.
I'm past
the time. Oh, yeah.
It's been fun. I enjoyed you guys. I really did.
All right, my name is Uncle Bean.
Uncle Bean, okay.
UNKALBEAN.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna start pushing his music down there in Arkansas. So you could be the ringleader. You could be the go-to person.
Right.
How you like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
From Arkansas.
Would you have any questions for me?
No, I can't fit it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. You really want to go there.
You better tell them about me.
We got to start another show. Another show in creation.
You better tell them about me, baby. Come on.
Celebrate life for real.
Yeah.
More life, yeah.
More life, yeah.
Celebrate creation.
Hey, I can't do nothing to show you love.
That's what we need. What the world need now is love.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to send my love to you guys, you know what I'm saying? All the love I got, I'm
going to
send it to you.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Glad you called. Yeah, I'm like, okay. Because I know I'll be clowning on Facebook some of the comments and stuff. Yeah, but, you know, like with the men and women fighting each other and stuff like that. Some people I'll be...
Oh, I ain't going to fight you. I ain't got time to be fighting.
Why fight when we can love?
Yeah. Love. Nothing stronger than love, I say that. Yeah. Nothing stronger
than love. That's all I got is love. Hello. Who is it talking?
Oh,
it's Frankie. Frankie Fresh.
All right, Frankie. Don't let me come spank you now.
Okay, y'all. Hey, you all. What's that? Cheap airline tickets or .com or something like that.
Yeah.
You'll be out here.
That's at Tampa.com. Hello.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna fool with y'all. It's really fun.
Yeah, we gonna get to the next song before we get to the next song. I like to big up, you know what I'm saying? Sassy's on 7th, you know what I'm saying? Sassy, that's my uncle's downtown Skid Row business on a long time. Big up Sassy's on 7th. Big up my friend Armin, you know what I'm saying? The Pops Market. Big up, you know what I'm saying, my guys at the studio, Choco. You know what I'm saying? Big up IB, big up Josh, big up everybody, you know what I'm saying? The whole team, big up all my peoples in Chicago, South Side, you know what I'm saying? West Side, East Side, North Side, big up everybody on the planet. If you're tuned in, if you're not tuned in, if you know me, even if you don't know me, you know what I'm saying? It's always love and respect. We better get into this next song, though. I'll peep y'all in a minute. Stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? It's broadcasting live from SkidRowStudios.com, downtown LA, 800-893-9562. Call us. Keep calling in. Start calling in. Check us out. Next tune. Baby.
You got a feedback?
Yeah.
You know I'm coming in.
She says it's going to be give away. She has been every night, many day. She a work hard, me a go hard, me a play my part, she a play a part, yeah. She say for me only, boom boom, never give away. Me a day like every day, every day. We love her, walk with her, hold her hands, we kiss her. She say she love me. To do what we gotta do, so you back up, hold on this, and she a my miss, and me a miss that, so you understand.
Things turn out
for me, young man.
Yeah.
She says for me, young man. Not for me, not for you, not for me, not for you, not for me. not for you. If she choose, she choose, she love you. What she choose to do, this do. Yeah, she choose like this do. Why you want out back, I did too. Yeah, she said you want me only. Say it for me only. You can't get that.
Gangster business is all that she knows.
Say it for me only.
She's not gonna live her life like a living like Al Capone. From sundown to sun up, Josie Will and Charlie Chan to be where she hang up. And every night she was late, I listen dance on Mrs. Straight.
She says for me only. She says for me only. She says for me only. She says for me only.
Celebrate your life. Welcome back. You know what I'm saying? We're here live broadcasting from Skid Row Studios. You know, definitely make sure you go on and check out the site. You know what I'm saying? SkidRowStudios.com. And also remember to call in 800-893-9562. We got in the house right now. You know what I'm saying? My uncle Will. You know what I mean? Say something to the people, Uncle. What's good?
Hey, how's everybody doing this evening?
And as a matter of fact, yo, it's his birthday. So everybody say happy birthday to Unc. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday, Unc.
Happy birthday.
You know, and y'all pretty women, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
46 years.
Mm. And women are welcome to call.
Yes, they are.
Welcome to call. Welcome to come.
Yeah, there you go.
How you feel about last night? You know what I'm saying? Uncle's at the listening party last night. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about last night?
Oh, it was a real good performance. I like the CD way it was produced and everything too. And it's just gonna get bigger and bigger. The more you keep up the work.
Well, ain't no stopping me now.
that's the main thing.
How you feel about last night, Bobby?
Oh yeah, man. Always every time I go, you doing it. Then you also got some good talent you be putting up there too, man. Like and the one guy right before I left, the big guy. He was spitting, boy.
I felt his energy too, man.
He's from my hometown.
Oh yeah, where's that?
Was that Chicago? Yeah. Called it Chirac.
Yeah, Chirac. It was from Chirac. Chirac in the building. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then the other guy that was doing the reggae.
Mr. Marley. Big up Mr. Marley. Mr. Marley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was jamming, boy.
Yeah.
Big up Bobby. Everybody that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody did a wonderful, wonderful job. You know what I'm saying? Y'all great, talented.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Gifted. Yo, family, gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Gifted young men.
That's
you know what I'm saying? And even the women that's going to be coming to the stage, gifted young women, we have to utilize our gifts. You know what I'm saying? Don't just put them to the side. Appreciate them. Use them. Sharpen them. You know what I mean? Deliver them. You know what I'm saying? Feel it and share it. Yeah.
speaking of gifts, when we did the little one of the songs, Bread and Wine, let a couple of friends here. They loved it.
We got a song that's gonna be on a part two of Reality of the Seat, uh-huh. And it's called Bread and Wine.
Okay.
And Uncle, you know what I'm saying, Uncle on the hook. I share my bread and wine.
I share my bread and wine. I share my bread and wine.
Okay.
I share my bread. Bread and wine.
I share my bread.
Bread and wine.
I share my bread and wine.
I just think it's beautiful how we came up with that. And
yeah, 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 yeah.
And Frankie Fresh produced the track. Frankie Fresh in the studio too. Yeah, Frankie produced the track.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Beautiful, beautiful thing, you know what I mean? And then just to have the camaraderie. You see, that's what I'm talking about, that feeling and that sharing. You know what I'm saying? We got positive energy flowing, you know what I'm saying? We feeling it, you know what I'm saying? It's circulating.
Yeah.
And we sharing it with each other, then put it on into the music, and then share with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's celebrating life right there.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you sharing your bread and your wine.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Ain't too many people out here trying to share their bread and wine.
Yeah, they lying. They're they wine. They can share their wine.
Like, what's the catch? What you doing this for? You ain't doing this for nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to be careful when I turn around and walk away. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? There's some poison in that wine or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
what's the setup?
Yeah. No, but yeah. At the same time, just having a kind heart, and, you know what I'm saying? Having love in your heart, and having those feelings and sharing those feelings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Priceless. Last night, I don't care how the turnout was with the amount of people or anything of that nature. Last night was about sharing bread and wine. That's
what that's what it was.
You know what I mean? And
that's what it was, because
those who appreciate and do the same, you know what I'm saying? As we all, you know what I'm saying, just express, we all was sharing our bread and our wine.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Those who didn't show up,
see them at the next one.
They didn't get no bread and wine.
They missed out.
Yeah. Now they wanted somebody bread and wine, but they didn't want to share nothing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They want the bread and wine, but they don't want to get none.
Yeah, they didn't want to reciprocate.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all good, though, because still love is in the air, love is everywhere, love is for all, and give thanks for life every day that we live in. Right. You know, we got a few more minutes left, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let Bobby Buck say a few words, I'm going to let Unk say a few words. Mr. Michael Moore, if you would like to, you can say a few words. Frankie Fresh, yes, we here, celebrate life, we ain't going nowhere. Every Friday, keep that in mind. Bobby?
Yeah, this is Bobby Buck over here. And like I say, I want everybody to get down with Celebrate Life because that's what you got every day until you're not here no more. So you might as well celebrate it.
You only got one life.
Yeah, so you got to do the best you can with it. You know, try to just think positive no matter what. You know what I'm saying? And just keep your head up. That's the main thing. Keep your head. I tell people just keep your chin from your neck.
That's it.
That's me.
That's it. Yep, like I said, celebrate life. That's what I've been doing ever since for the last few years. Just celebrating life, enjoying myself, no matter what happens, no matter what bumpy roads I go through. Just celebrating life, and if that can rub off on a lot of people, that makes it better for me. If it's not really getting it, you know, that's just got to keep on moving. And those who still dwelling in that woe is me, Debbie Downer mentality.
Or pity parties.
Yeah. Pity parties. I'm like, nah, I don't accept invites to pity parties.
You celebrate life over here.
That's right. It. That's right.
I just appreciate celebrating life with Uncle Bean, being a part of this big movement, and I'm just happy to be here and sharing my love, sharing my bread and wine with my family, you know, and like I said, you know, tune in, 8:00. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Michael don't want to really say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Celebrate life.
All right. Now we about to close out the show. I would like to say to everybody, you know what I'm saying, out there, love and respect always. To everybody that's in here with me in studio, love and respect always, and let's continue to, you know what I'm saying, show that love and respect to all. You know what I mean? We're going to share our bread and wine, you know what I'm saying? And we'll see y'all, you know what I'm saying? Well, we'll talk to y'all next week. We're going to have some special guests and different things like that, and we hope that, you know what I'm saying, y'all be tuning in. And call in, 800-893-9562, SkidRowStudios.com. Make sure y'all check in with us.